Friday morning, Parshas Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas Bullock. I'd like to talk about something a little differently than we normally talk on Fridays. It's not going to be directly related to the Parsha, but it's I think it's an important point that I'd like to share with everybody. Okay. Now, I asked before, is Mordechai on the phone? Okay. So I'd like to mention a story about Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz was the Talmud Muvik of Reb Chaim Briska. He had a yeshiva in Kamenetz. He learned in Volozhin. And he died, right at the beginning of World War II. Very, very famous stories about him, a whole book written about him, which is an incredible read, if anybody wants to read it. Incredible book. Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz. So, in the book on Reb Baruch Ber, it says the following story. He was walking with his Talmidim. They were walking in a forest. It was during vacation time. Ben Azmanim. And all of a sudden, Reb Baruch Ber turned to his Talmidim and said, there's a terrible odor here. We have to leave. And his Talmidim smelled absolutely nothing. But Reb Baruch Ber said to leave. So they went home. After they walked Reb Baruch Ber back to whatever, the hotel where they were staying, they went back to the spot. And they wanted to see, what did Reb Baruch Ber see? What did he smell? What was going on here? So, behind the trees where they were staying, was a thick forest, they saw there was a house of worship, a non-Jewish house of worship. And Reb Baruch Ber, in his incredible sensitivity of the development of his soul, He felt that there was something wrong. Talmidim and the Shtoimim, they didn't see anything. It was not visible. From where they were standing, he couldn't see it. They walked further into the forest, and they saw it. The Mesillas Yesharim, in Perek Chav Vav, which is where we're up to right now, in the Musa Seder in the Shul, we're going to be changing soon, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, finishing this Sefer, we're going to be looking for another Sefer to learn. Anyways, the Mesillas Yesharim says, Perek Chavav is called the Perek on Kedusha. Kedusha. I see Rav Daniel is here. Okay, Rav Daniel, you can be on mute. I want to ask you something, Rav Daniel. You can unmute yourself for a moment if you want.
Okay, I'm an IO3 at the Zoom, but go ahead.
Oh. No, I don't mean you, Rav Daniel. I mean, you're talking about... There are two Daniels on the phone right now. Okay, don't worry about it. Don't mute it. Don't omit it. It's okay.
I got it.
Okay, fine. Rav Daniel.
I want to be unmuted.
Yeah, okay. Rav Daniel, were you ever at a Tish?
Actually, yes.
Okay. I know Daniel Alcho, I'm sure, was at a Tish. I want to tell you about a Tish. At a Tish, they serve Shirayim. They serve Shirayim at a Tish. Correct? Okay. You know why they serve Shirayim at a Tish? The Mesillas Yesharim says why. They serve Shirayim at a Tish because when a tzaddik partakes of the food, he elevates the food. So the food, which became elevated, other people want to partake of that food. The Mesillas Yesharim says an unbelievable thing. He's not talking about Hasidim, long before Hasidim. He says, a person who attained the level of Kedusha, ha-maychol shem oichlin, hu ke-carbon. The food that they eat is like a carbon, she-oil ha-gabayishim, which is on the fire of the Mizbeach. Ki-vadayu she-iyah nechshev le-iloi. Le-iloi gadol, this food was elevated through the fact of the Tzadik ate. Incredible. We have lived through times where there are big tzaddikim, tremendous tzaddikim, who elevated themselves that whatever they touched, And whatever they did, as the Masilas Yesharim says further on, that these type of people attain this level because Shiyadam Dove Kol Kach Be'elokov, a person is so attached to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achim Yishum Maisa, that whatever he does, Asher Yase Lo Yiporeid Lo Yozuz Mimenu Yizbarach. He never separated himself from a Kodesh Baruch. It's a Pell. It's a Pell. He never separated himself from a Kodesh Baruch. So such people. Now you can mute yourself again, Rav Daniel. Such people attain a credible level, and they have different sensitivities. Their eyes see differently. Their mouth tastes differently. Their ears hear differently. They're a different level person.
Different
level person. With that, I'd like to say two things. Both Chedushim. One Chiddush is that last week's Parsha is a very strange word in the Torah. It happens twice. The Torah talks about Korach's house. Torah is talking about Korach's house. And it says, Dabra le'ido, Ridabra so much limit, Dabra le'ido le'imo he'olu misaviv le'mishkan Korach. Korach's abode is called a Mishkan. Why in the world is Korach's abode called a Mishkan? Then it says again, Apostle of Zion, ve'ye'olu me'al mishkan Korach, tosam aviru. But what's Mishkan? What are you using the word Mishkan for? I see Lance. Lance, I want to ask you a question. You can unmute yourself. Do you know any shul that has the term Mishkan in its title?
I'm thinking. Shari Tzedek Mishkan Yair.
Right. Shari Tzedek Mishkan Yair is the only one that anybody can answer. I don't know if that's because it's Sephardi. I don't know. But everybody else has to sit and scratch their head and think.
Mishkan
what?
Tfila.
Who?
The Shul Mishkan
Tfilah. Yeah, the Shul Mishkan Tfilah also in Boston. It was a conservative place. Maybe it started off Orthodox. I don't know. I didn't think the word Mishkan is something we use when we name our shuls. Okay, whatever. It's like reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I don't want to get into it. Just leave it at that. So I went to about 20 Svarim last night to look for this kasha. It bothered me. And I found somebody that says that Korach's house, Korach was an incredible human being. He was incredible. He was destined for great things. That's why his grandson was Shmuel, who in certain respects was greater than Moshe and Aaron. He had great koiches, Korach. He lost them all with his jealousy. He had great koiches. Incredible koiches. In that house, he espoused his shita, which could have been a shita that people could have followed, but instead it was a shita that led to the destruction of Klal Yisrael and the destruction of Korach and destruction of his children, his babies. As we said many times, it could have been Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, and Korach HaLevi HaGodol. He was 130 years old. He was older than Moshe and Aaron. Kina wiped him out. And maybe the Torah is being madgish that he was on such a level that his house had the name of a Mishkan. Had he remained intact and online and in the right perspective, it would have been a Mishkan. Okay, that's one Kiddush. Now I want to tell you a second Kiddush. As I told you many times, the perks in Shul that I feel of being a Rav are the perks of the Siyata Deshmaya and learning. What is your question? Aaron Gaffin, I'll ask you the question. can a Moavi convert to become a Mitzri? A Moavi wants to become a... What's that?
Presumably, I don't think there's an Egyptian law against it.
Okay, I'm asking halachically. I'm not asking an Egyptian law.
Convert to Yiddishkeit?
No. I ask, can a Moavi convert to become a Mitzri?
No.
Who?
No.
No. No? Why not?
Because he's a Moavi.
Why can he convert to become a Mitzri?
Because his ancestors did not give bread and water to the Yidden. They hired Bilam.
Okay, let's make it a little easier. Okay, can a Girgashi become a Mitzri? A Girgashi is not a marrying into Klal Yisrael. Can he convert to a Mitzri? And if he converts to a Mitzri, therefore, will he have the din of Fisholish Doris? He can't marry a Jew.
Yeah.
Until last night, I never heard of such a Shiloh. Can a Goy convert to become a different type of a Goy? The answer is no. Question is, why? Another question. How does the Pasuk say in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu became Av Hamoin Goyim? Simple pshat. Av Hamoin Goyim. Bishleima Adam. What's that?
Who was the Gaal Ador at the time?
That's great. Bishleima Adam was the biological father of the world. Noach was the biological father of the world. Avraham was not the biological father of the world. Why is he called the Av Hamoin Goyim? B'nei Keturah? B'nei Keturah, yeah, there were Ayin Umais. Time of Rav Avinu, there were Ayin Umais. He was not the father of the Ayin Umais. He wasn't even the father of Esav and Yishmael, because the Mice Esav and Yishmael, Kibi Yitzchak, or Gazara, but like all Yitzchak, they were out of the family, but even if you want to say they were, he wasn't, his progeny is not the Ayin Umais. What does Av Hamoin Goyim mean? The gift? What does the gift mean?
He gave his children the gift, like the magic and the knowledge of the Goyish world. Maybe that's why he's called the father.
I saw an answer. Very nice. Who said that? Jeff?
Yeah.
I saw an answer. Unbelievable answer. Can a Goy convert to become a Yid? We all know the answer.
Yes.
Yes. Why can a Goy convert to become a Yid and a Girgashi can't become a Mitzri? How do you understand that?
What? Yid is not a nationality. Yid is not Egyptian is a nationality.
For a Yid, you're raising the Kedusha. For a Goy, you're not raising anything.
So what? So what?
You're leaving the levels the same, so you're not changing anything. When a Goy becomes a Yid, he raises the Kedusha.
I saw somebody explain a Moiridic explanation based on a Rambam. A Yid, the Hainu Yiddishkeit, is so broad, the umbrella is so big, it is so full of such Kedusha, every human being can find his potential in Yiddishkeit. But a Girgashi can't find this potential in Mitzrikeit. Because the Girgashi DNA is very limited. There is no greater potential in Mitzri. Mitzri is only enough for the Mitzriim. Girgashi is only enough for the Girgashim. There's no room. But by Yiddishkeit, it's so broad, it's so big, it's the tachlis of the world, anybody can become a Gir. Av Hamoin Goyim means he created the nation, or the nationality, or the Av, whatever you want to call it. He created, he was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Heskim to become a Yid, and everybody can be connected to Yiddishkeit because that is where Hashem is in the greatest manifestation. It's unbelievable. Limitless potential in Yiddishkeit. Limitless potential in Yiddishkeit. Anybody can convert. So what happens if somebody's already a Yid? How much potential is there? And what can a person do? Even a non-Jew who converts can become the 26th Madrega found in the Mesilas Yesharim of a Kaddish and the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. That when he eats, he elevates the food because he's a Kaddish. That's what a person has the ability to do. That's what a person has the ability to do. It's an unbelievable concept. Unbelievable concept. Unbelievable. Or Baruch Ber, Koirach. Esav had great potential. We all know that's why Esav's head was buried in Marsha Pela. Esav had great potential. Esav lost his potential. Every Jew has great potential. Every single Jew. I'm in pain, Rabbi Isai. I want to share with you pain. I'm in pain because I feel bad. Somebody called me up this week and asked me to say Kaddish. Whatever they asked me, whatever they volunteered. Somebody died. No Shaychis, the Frumkeit, but you say Kaddish. Today is Friday. I don't know what day they called me. They spoke to me this week. And they told me the funeral is going to be, I was talking to them on Monday, said the funeral is going to be Tuesday. Tuesday's funeral is going to be Wednesday. I didn't say a word. The person had died a week before the funeral. So this one makes their tickets. So that one makes their tickets. Person was not buried for 5 or 6 days. Rahman al Islam.
What?
I felt so bad for the person. I don't know who the person is. I don't think I ever saw the person in my life. I felt so bad for the person. There's so much potential in Yiddishkeit. So much potential. Every Shabbos. Every Friday, every Tuesday, every day, Talis, Tfilin, Halakas Neiris, men, women, it's not Shaykh. So much potential. I want to tell you, Yisrael Avapisha Chata Yisrael, who we all know. But the reason why a Jew cannot convert and become anything else besides Yisrael HaMichachot Yisrael, because nothing else has the potential for his neshama. You can't go anywhere else where it's a downgrade. There's nothing there for you. If a Gergashi can't become a Mitzri, a Yitzchak can't become a Gergashi. We should be Zeicha, Rabbi Yisai, to be Makir potential. To be Makir potential. I'm wishing everybody a... What? I don't hear you.
Why should a non-Jew care about halacha?
I'm not saying they got to abide by it. I'm saying that halacha, as it affects us, if he will become a mitzri and therefore he can't intermarry for 3 generations or not, vis-a-vis us, not vis-a-vis them. You're right. Vis-a-vis us, their status does not change. How they are born, that's how they remain. They cannot change their status through some type of conversion. It doesn't work. No such thing.
Dawson of Aviram, Mishkan is also associated with them. But weren't they Rishayim? I mean, yeah. They weren't going to be in the Levi HaGadol.
That's right. But they had a chance together with Korach to do something. It says Faket. You got to see what the Mepharshim say on this thing of Korach and Dawson of Aviram. Everybody else did tshuva. They didn't do tshuva at the end. These are grace of Kaiches here. You're asking a very good question, Lance. Very good. Very good. The bottom line for us is that we should utilize our koyches, utilize our potential. We should all be zeichen to be matzliach. I would love to be back in shul and be able to say this face to face and not Zoom to Zoom or whatever else is going on here. Okay, so I miss everybody. Everybody's invited to walk by our house tomorrow between 5 and 6. We should all be zeicher to be matzliach. A good Ner Shabbos to everybody. A good Ner Shabbos. Good Ner Shabbos. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Kol tov.